Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hey everyone, Susan Winter here. Thank you for joining me for another conversation today. The honeymoon breakup. I don't think anyone gives enough credence to the pain, the confusion, and the absolute heartache that accompanies this very specific type of breakup. And I'll tell you why. Because it was new. And I know what you're going through. You are still trying to figure out how this beautiful flower that was opening up has suddenly just died. How the escalation of moving upward toward knowing each other with the heady conversations and the loving repartee that you had going on and the connection, the unbelievable connection that you felt. How could you have all of this? And you're not crazy. You're not imagining it. You're not delusional. You felt that person was there. And now the whole thing is ripped out from underneath you. And you're trying to make sense of it. Here's what we have to look at, and here is why your pain is so real and so true. One, you're in shock because you were accelerating when you crashed. Unlike other relationships that get all sorts of sympathy from friends and family, the honeymoon breakup does not. You know, if you've been with somebody a year, they say, oh, how horrible. I'm so sorry for you. Oh, that must hurt so much. Or if you've been with somebody 20 years, oh my gosh, this is devastating. Oh, we have so much sympathy for you. What can we do to be here? But if you've been with somebody a couple weeks, couple months, or you think that you're moving into a solid relationship after having casually dated, and you get dumped inexplicably, unexpectedly, just dumped, possibly ghosted, nothing. When you had all of it, you just bit into that juicy part of the apple and it's ripped from your face. This does not get sympathy, and yet this is more painful. In long-standing relationships, trust me, your partner has done a lot of things that will disappoint you. When you're on the ride up, it's beautiful. You don't know the sides of them that are going to disappoint you. You don't know the rest of their personality when they're cranky, when they're tense, when they're stressed, when they're looking stupid, when they've made ridiculous choices. You haven't seen this. You haven't seen them be unethical. You haven't seen them be cruel. You haven't seen them be impatient. You've seen the best of everything. And the best of everything that you have ever seen from this person has now ended. So, of course, you are beside yourself. So when your well-meaning friends and family, and I know that they care for you, I know that they are well-meaning, but when they come to you and tell you, oh, come on, you hardly knew them. Why are you so upset? You must remind them that your breakup happened at the most exquisitely beautiful point in time, when the creation of this dream was unfolding. That's when they pulled the rug out from underneath you. This is why it hurts so much, because you finally thought you could invest your heart, and it was so beautiful. And you didn't see any signs to the contrary, because they were doing what they do. Are they avoidant? Maybe. Are they a player? Possibly. Did they lose interest? That could be also the case. Did they have somebody on the back burner? I don't know. And probably you don't either, because you don't really know them. But what they showed you was everything to pull you into the gate and to get you to this very point in time where your heart is breaking because you trusted and you believed. Now, here is the situation shot from a slightly different angle. I congratulate you for getting out there and trying. And I congratulate you for believing in love. And I congratulate you for giving yourself a shot at it. Because if we don't trust ourselves enough to take the leap, we'll never, ever find our way to a relationship. Might you have slowed down the pace? Yes. That's probably part and parcel of what you've experienced here. Could you have asked a few more questions? Possibly yes. And as you review the situation, review your participation as well as dissecting theirs. Were there some red flags that you kind of chose? Maybe I don't really have to see it. Possibly. Be honest with yourself. But please, whatever you do, don't blame yourself for believing in love. Don't blame yourself for trying. Don't blame yourself for being brokenhearted now, because you invested. And please, more than anything, don't harden your heart and have this be your lesson that you should never let go and don't ever let anybody in and just build walls around yourself, because then you will never meet the person who wants to be here. I wish I could be with you in this very moment, because the dream is powerful. You see, they catalyzed your dream. They tipped you into that direction. And when I say the dream, I mean what your beautiful, perfect scenario is of what you want to experience. And if you know my work, you'll remember that I talk about keep the dream, replace the person. If you've discovered something new that you didn't think you'd ever want, but because of this particular person and this particular time and place in your life when you've met them, you discovered something beautiful and expanded your view of what you might want in a relationship. Maybe you never thought of marriage and they made you think of it. Maybe you never thought of combining your career with theirs and creating a company together. Maybe you never thought of having children. Maybe you never thought of settling down. Maybe you never thought of moving to another location. Examine that, because those are the gifts that are left. The dream is always yours to access. The person may go, but you will refine your dream. And in doing so, if you can keep your heart open and know that you're braver to have loved than not, you will be fine. If you need help in the meantime, please come to susanwinter.net. Happy to work with you. Take a look at Breakup Triage. It's great. 33 minutes. It's an audiobook. You can get it on Amazon, or if you're an Audible member, it's for free. I urge you to take a look at it to get through this. But please remind your friends, if they are trying to minimize the pain of a honeymoon breakup, let them know that you were on the ride up and you didn't see any of the downside until it crashed. And they would feel the same way were they in your shoes. I hope this helps you. Susan Winter for susanwinter.net. Check out my website. Check out my podcast, The Susan Winter Show. And if you like this, subscribe. And if you're listening to this, please leave a review. Thank you, everyone.